or product or solution available one click away, how can it be that remaining optimally productive is such a challenge for so many people? How is it that all of these technological tools at our disposal has not made the entire project much easier and freed us up to focus on what is the most important item for our professional and personal lives? In a word, distraction. All of this amazing technology also comes with a dark side. Many of us spend precious time focusing on precisely the wrong things. And I'm not just talking about the obvious things like trivia, gossip, urgent news headlines, and the like. I'm talking about the incessant and numerous emails, texts, notifications, ads, etc., that seem important, even urgent, to our success and happiness, but in reality only complicate our lives and take us even further from our goals. In this book, Brian will address the challenge of distraction head-on in its many forms and show you how to feed your focus on a daily basis. As Brian has written, quote, "If you are like most people today, you are overwhelmed with too much to do and too little time. As you struggle to get caught up, new tasks and responsibilities just keep rolling in like the waves of the ocean. Because of this, you will never be able to do everything you have to do. You will never be caught up. You will always be behind in some of your tasks and responsibilities, and probably in many of them. For this reason, and perhaps more than ever before, your ability to select your most important task at each moment and then to get started on that task and to get it done both quickly and well will probably have more of an impact on your success than any other quality or skill you can develop." End of quote. In this book, The Science of Personal Productivity, Brian and I will discuss a variety of mental approaches, skills to develop, and strategies to employ in order for you to select that most important task at each moment and to get it done on schedule. You'll learn some of the greatest time-saving methods ever conceived, how to get organized and stay organized, why you should plan every day in advance, the difference between bad procrastination, which you should avoid, and creative procrastination, which Brian endorses wholeheartedly, productivity tips for the workplace and the home, and much, much more. This is the fifth book in the Dynamic Conversations series with Brian and myself, where we discuss some of the most critical topics for succeeding in the world today. Here you'll discover that there truly is a science to productivity, a science that has been tested and proven again and again, not just for years, but for decades, with landmark publications like The Effective Executive by Peter Drucker and Brian Tracy's own books, Time Power and Eat That Frog. In our modern day, we have more sophisticated data on time management and productivity than ever before, with details on how people actually spend their time in the workplace versus how they believe they are spending their time. Brian Tracy will present some of those findings in this book, and they will shock you. So while new theories of productivity can arise all the time, just as we have new theories for cures for cancer or baldness, for example, the discipline of science and its rules for testing and verifying results will, in short order, move these ideas from the realm of theory to fact. The goal of this program is to bring you many of the verified facts about productivity, eliminate the myths and half-formed theories, and leave you with a treasure trove of ideas for becoming more influential in your own life and in the lives of those you care about. So welcome to the Science of Personal Productivity. Get more done faster than ever before. Brian, it's great to be with you again.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you too. And I think we're going to help people listening to this and reading this to dramatically change their lives and double and triple their productivity and, God willing, to become wealthy.
Amen. Amen. That's our goal here, and that's the goal of those listening. So session one, productivity promises and pitfalls in our modern age. Brian, as we begin our